Well, a group of taxpayer-funded aged care homes has funneled more than $31 million into one of Australia's biggest churches. The Greek Orthodox Church runs homes including St Basil's in Melbourne, which was the site of Australia's deadliest COVID outbreak. The ABC has documented the church funding a lavish lifestyle for its leader, Archbishop Makarios, leaving some families fuming. Here's Background Briefing's reporter Ashlyn McGee.
It was one of those perfect winter days in the middle of last year when I first heard from trainee nurse Rob.
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just been a rough few days.
He was a contractor at St Basil's aged care home in Fawkner, which was about to become the site of Australia's deadliest COVID outbreak.
I'm all right. I'm getting anxious as I walk towards the door.
He was about to start his shift, and what he'd see there would deeply traumatise him.
So I discovered a resident that had a catheter bag that hadn't been attended to possibly for a week or two, and the infection is the worst infection I've ever seen on a person in my life. The infection was so severe that it felt like the person was rotting, literally. So I just need a moment.
He went on to describe a litany of failures at the home. No hand washing stations, no wall-mounted sanitizers, no working paging system. He was one of the contractors brought in by the federal government when St Basil's staff were quarantined. They found missing medical records, clinical waste everywhere, and total stonewalling from St Basil's management.
The place should be shut down.
Spiros Vassilakis's mum, Maria, died in the St Basil's outbreak. And he's offered to take me there to show me what it's like.
When you stop at that front gate there and you look through where you once saw your mother and her friends and they're all dead, it's difficult. It's difficult.
There's weeds up against the fence. You can see the building, you know, could do with a painting. But inside, it's worse.
Worse inside?
Yeah, it's like you're stepping into something from the late 70s, 80s. Nothing modern.
I firmly believe that all St Basil's was interested in was the money that they were receiving. Where did the money go? Where did the money go?
St Basil's is a charity run by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese. It received nearly $73 million in taxpayer funding over the past 8 years. An ABC Background Briefing investigation has tracked more than $22 million travelling from the home back to the Archdiocese during that same time.
This is taxpayer dollars that are intended to provide high quality care for Australia's elderly, some of its most vulnerable residents, ending up in the hands of the church.
Jason Ward from the Centre for International Corporate Tax Accountability and Research analyses aged care finances and has taken a look at St Basil's filings with the charity regulator.
The first thing that jumps out and jumps out big is massive rent payments to the church itself. I think it's over $21 million over an 8-year period.
A commercial real estate agent says that's more than twice the going rate. Jason Ward again.
Over an 8-year period, we can see that they paid at least $1 million in fees, but the lack of disclosure and transparency in those filings, it could be a lot higher than that.
St Basil's declined to comment. The church runs 14 other taxpayer-funded aged care homes around the country. The three South Australian homes have pumped more than $9 million into the church over 8 years. But we have no idea about the others. They haven't declared paying any money to the church in their financial records.
Until the end of my life, I belong to Australia.
That's Archbishop Makarios, the new leader of Australia's Greek Orthodox community, and at schools, parishes and aged care homes, including St Basil's in Melbourne. And a year into the job, as the outbreak raged inside St Basil's, the Archbishop addresses a crowd in a Sydney church.
Tonight, His Eminence shall graciously share his scientific expertise and spiritual wisdom through a much-anticipated introduction to bioethics.
Thank you very much, Christo, for your kind words and for the introduction.
He delivers a lecture on bioethics, at the same time St Basil's is in the absolute thick of the crisis. 4 months later, he releases another video telling his congregation what a hard time it's been for everyone.
My much suffering brothers and sisters in Christ in Melbourne and Victoria. Without a doubt, it has been a very difficult time for you, but also for us.
It was about to get a whole lot more difficult because whispers were spreading about the Archbishop's lavish lifestyle. He was arriving at parishes in a black Holden Caprice with tinted windows and a new personalised number plate, ArchBM for Archbishop Makarios. And it was hard to miss his expensive gold-trimmed ceremonial gowns, more than a dozen of them in rich silks and wool. And then there's the apartment. Just 6 months after arriving in the country, the Archdiocese bought him a $6.5 million luxury pad in Sydney's Millers Point, with sweeping views of the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House. The church community wasn't happy. The Archbishop was supposed to have taken a vow of poverty. In response, the Archdiocese denied he was living there. The Background Briefing has observed his car, unmissable with its personalised plates, coming and going from the car park. Now the Archdiocese has told us he did move in earlier this year. It declined to answer any of our other questions, describing them as discourteous and ill-founded.
When it comes to who do I and the families see as responsible, it's the Archdiocese.
That's Spiros Vassilakis again, whose mum, Maria, died at St Basil's.
In regards to my faith, I still have some left. For me, it's about being a good human being. I can't see any goodness in the church whatsoever.
That's Spiros Vassilakis ending that report. And you can hear Ashlyn's full investigation on Background Briefing on Radio National this Sunday at 8 a.m. or download the episode wherever you get your podcasts.